Anyway, on the phone right now, I've got a lovely lady by the name of Denise. Hello, Denise.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Good, good. Now, you are a singer, are you not?
I am indeed.
And you're, what are you in, the Ingerbourne area?
I'm in Ingatestone, yes.
Ingatestone, there you go. I'm lousy with areas, I really am. I just know I know where the radio station is and I know where I live.
Tea is. You need to go and find a cup of tea.
I'm sure. Oh, I can see it. It's on the other side of the desk. I left it on the other side of the desk. Oh, hang on. I've got to unplug the headphones so I can't hear me, but you can. Hang on. I'll reach over. There it is. Got myself a nice cup of tea now. I know I brought it in with me. I can't hear you, by the way, because I've unplugged the headphones. Hang on. Bear with. Coming back. There you go. I'm back now.
Okay, I think we're all losing our minds a bit anyway. My husband put the tin foil in the fridge the other day for no reason whatsoever.
Didn't. Oh, no. Well, we've all done that. We've all done silly things like put tea towels in the fridge or stick them in the oven or something. It's all good fun. It's part of this being stuck at home thing.
Definitely.
It really gets to your brain at some point. So tell me about yourself. You're a singer. You're a professional singer that goes out and about and does gigs and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've always been a performer ever since I left university, and I've worked abroad and in this country doing entertainment and doing shows and touring with shows. And since I settled in Ingatestone with my family, I've been going out and I do weddings and I do social clubs and lots of events, lots of fates and that kind of thing. So I'm a regularly working singer, which is great for me, and it's great because I've got two young kids, so it fits around them as well.
But this horrible time now, it's really, because I'm a professional singer as well. I go out and about and do what you do, really. But I wear trousers.
Right.
Don't want people to think I go out in a dress or anything. That was, but it's hard for us now because we can't get out. We can't go and earn a crust in the social clubs and in the pubs and weddings and stuff. So everything's been cancelled or put on hold until next year, which is mad. But you've been keeping the vocal cords well oiled, have you?
I have, yes. I decided very early on, just after we sort of had our whole lockdown notice, I wanted to do something just for the local community and through a few friends.
Yeah.
So I decided I was just going to do a little concert in my back garden, and I happened to sort of mention it to a few of my neighbours, and they said, oh, we'll come around and listen through the wall. Well, don't do that. I'll do it out the front garden, and we're quite lucky. We live on an L shape of houses with a green in front.
So oh, lovely.
So I thought, oh, yeah, if I did it on the front garden, and then I found out that particular Friday, one of our elderly neighbours who's completely isolated, it was her birthday. So I thought, well, I'll do a little concert and I'll see what happens. And all the neighbours came out, they bought their chairs, they sat on their own gardens, everyone was sort of, you know, nice and socially distanced away. Or
oh, lovely.
And we streamed it on Facebook for what I thought was going to be, you know, just local friends and family. And we had 9,000 viewers.
Whoa! Hello! How good is that?
So not everyone was watching live, but people, it got spread around and people watched it other times. So, yeah, it was really, really good.
Oh, did you put up a tip jar?
I didn't, no.
A lot of people I'm noticing are doing things on Facebook and they're putting up a virtual tip jar.
Yes.
Via PayPal, which I think, you know, it's nice if somebody wants to leave a little thank you to say you're wonderful. I mean, have you ever been paid just in tips?
No.
I have.
Okay.
I have. I'm in a rhythm and blues band, and we play regularly, usually play regularly, in a Southend pub called the Railway Hotel.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they pay us a basic fee, and then they go round with a bucket.
Right?
And sometimes we can make 250 quid. Sometimes we can make 80 quid on top of the money they give us. It's really weird. So we don't go there expecting fortunes.
No.
It depends on the crowd, really.
Yes, definitely.
Depends also who I can get to bat their eyelids with a bucket. Sometimes it's if it's the barman, then we're gonna get 80 quid. But if it's if we can get a barmaid or one of the other people to go around and bat their eyelids, or if even I get my girlfriend to go and bat her eyelids and growl at people, we can get a lot more money. So, we found out a little bit more about you. Tell me about this concert you're going to do tomorrow for VE Day.
So basically, as you said, a lot of people, I was actually booked to do 8 gigs this week and next week.
Wow.
For various different clubs, pubs. I was due to be singing at the Hoop Beer Festival over the weekend. And all of those have been cancelled. And I just thought it's such a shame that people aren't going to be having... I mean, obviously, you'll be hearing the music from the 1940s, from the wartime stuff, which I was meant to be going out doing. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to just do an hour set of music in my front garden, like we've been doing for the last couple of weeks on a Friday.
Yep.
And just to get the community involved. I've done a song sheet, which you can download from my Facebook page, so you can sing along with it as well. We're going to have the bunting out. And hopefully it's going to be a really good street party.
Are you dressing up 40s style?
I am. This is my main thing. I do 40s, I do jazz and swing, and that's my era of music that I prefer to sing, to be honest.
Well, let's face it, the swing stuff is just, it's easy to sing, it's nice to sing, everybody can understand the words of the songs.
Absolutely.
And also the wartime stuff, the boogie-woogie stuff and the big band stuff.
It's great music. It really is good, fun music. And actually... usually I do 3 sets when I'm out and about, but I'm only doing an hour tomorrow, and I actually found it really hard to choose songs to fit into an hour.
I bet.
Like, oh, I've got to do that one. And I thought, if I do that, I'm going to be, singing all afternoon. So
yes.
I tried to choose the classics.
Oh, that's good, because it gets to a point where you think, where do I stop this? How do I stop this?
Yes.
But yeah, if you say, right, I'm going out for an hour, that's good. And if obviously people don't live near you, how are they going to get to see you?
So basically I'm streaming live from my Facebook page, which is Denise Donnell Entertainment. Now, I've got a funny spelling of my name. It's D-E-N-Y-S-E.
And why is that?
D-O-N-N-E-L-L.
Why is that? Is that a foreign way of spelling it, or is it just a quirky way of spelling, Denise?
I just got awkward parents. You know, as a kid, when you go up, like you go to on holiday, and in the shop, it's got all, like everyone's like, like a bracelet or something with everyone's names on.
Yeah.
I'd never ever get one of those, because they'd never have my name spelled the same way as everyone would spell Denise with an I.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I've done is I've called my daughter Sydney and spelled it in a particularly strange way, so she'll have exactly the same experience that I did.
Just keep the tradition on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why not? If your parents did it to you, you do it to your kids. Why not? Let them know how you felt.
Absolutely.
Mummy, why have they not got anything with my name on here in Disneyland? Yeah.
I think it's slightly different now, because everything you can personalise and get it printed anyway. But
it's
D-E-N-Y-S-E.
Right.
And then Donald, D-O-N-N-E-L-L, at Denise Donnell Entertainment. And all you've got to do is just click onto the page, and we're going to be streaming live from 2 till 3 tomorrow. If you can't watch it then, we keep them on the page. And all of the ones that we've done over the last couple of Fridays are on this, if you want to fancy watching and joining in and having a bit of a sing-song.
Oh, lovely. Well, that sounds like a fun thing to do. And it breaks the day up as well, I think.
I think there's a lot going on tomorrow. I looked at the schedule, and there's sort of toasts for this. And I think we want to finish by 3 because they're repeating on the television Churchill speech, I think. And there's other stuff going on throughout the day. So I think it'll be... I actually think it's almost come at quite a nice time, in a way.
Yeah.
Where, we're appreciating how lucky we are.
Yes, we are. We are appreciating how lucky we are. And celebrating 75 years of victory in Europe.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, have a great one tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Really, really knock them dead. I'll try and catch some of it, because I get into the studio tomorrow. Oh, I can get in the studio tomorrow and see a bit of it, because, Stuart, the guy that goes on before me tomorrow, he's doing his show from home. So, I can watch you.
Lovely.
Watch you in the studio and put you through the sound system here and have a listen in the studio. That'd be good.
Oh, well, that would be great.
Yes, well, as I say, break a leg.
Can I just quickly say something?
Go on.
I just want to say a big thank you to my husband, who has been my technical guy, and he looks after, he does the filming, and he keeps it interactive, so we're doing shout-outs to people as we're doing the live streaming, and he'll kill me if I don't mention him, so thank you very much to him.
Oh, no, you've got to mention the roadies. You've got to keep them happy. You've got to.
Definitely a family affair. My son's been doing a bit of singing, and my daughter's been doing a bit of singing as well. So
how old are your children?
A family show.
How old are your children, Denise?
So Evan is a 9 and Sydney is 5.
Oh, bless. So, yeah, they steal the show. They tend to steal the show, though, when they're that age.
Yeah, I know. It's annoying, isn't it?
I know. That's why W.C. Field said, never work with animals and children. And your husband's name, what is it?
It's Jim.
Jim, well done, Jim. Can we have a round of applause for Jim?
There we go.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jim. Well, look, Denise, have a great gig tomorrow afternoon, and I hope the sun shines brightly down on you. What shall I play? A 1940s song. Pick me one.
How about a bit of Andrew Sisters?
Yep, Andrew Sisters, yes.
One that I'll be doing tomorrow will be Boogie Woogie Boy. Oh, I can't even say it, let alone sing it.
Put your teeth in, girl. Go on. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B.
That's the one.
A root, a two, a rudely, a tiddly blowing eight to the bar. That one.
The Boogie Rhythm, that's the one.
Never heard of it. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
And have a great one. God bless. Bye.